Everyone of the group seemed to feel the need to ask that particular question. Every one of them got the same nod, and, though few noticed, the same helplessly blank stare. Mercifully, they tired of him, and Schoen had things to do. Soon they were alone. She didn't try to apologize this time. She only smiled nervously. He met the other members of Schoen's team in the overly large quarters assigned to them for off-duty use, a huge rectangular squad bay holding 7 bunks in a space meant for 30. Ling he had met earlier. She had been the one who had actually killed the ant. The other warrior was a huge man named Morleone.
"I gave you back your rifle, remember?"
he asked as he shook Felix's hand. Felix remembered, nodded. Schoen looked around.
"Where's Dominguez? Where's the sergeant?"
Ling shrugged.
"Said something about needing more gear. He left as soon as we got here."
Schoen frowned at that. She ordered Felix shown the rest of the area, which meant nothing more than Morleone pointing to the door holding the head.
"Got everything you need in there," Morleone offered. "Heads and showers."
He shrugged his shoulders and vast muscles rippled.
"Not like any drop I ever heard of."
Schoen spoke up sharply, almost defensively.
"Well, okay. Wait here until Dominguez shows up. Then get back into your gear."
She glanced at a clock on the wall.
"We'll be seeing it all happen pretty quick. Sun's been up over 2 hours now."
"Howdy, Colonel,"
said a cheerful voice. Standing in the doorway was another huge man. He seemed on first glance to be fat, but Felix quickly decided it was only because of his enormous barrel chest.
"You must be Felix,"
the man said, dropping a packing case heavily onto one of the bunks. He stuck out a hand.
"I'm Dominguez."
Felix shook the hand while Schoen inspected the packing case.
"What have you got there, Sergeant?"
she wanted to know. Dominguez smiled broadly.
"Cigarettes, mostly."
He reached inside and selected one of the tubes at random. He looked at Felix.
"You smoke?"
Felix nodded eagerly, catching the tube thrown to him.
"Me too,"
echoed the two warriors simultaneously. Dominguez waved them toward the case. Schoen looked unhappy.
"Is that what you've been up to, Dominguez? I thought I told you to check out your quarters."
Dominguez smiled easily, unrepentant.
"Oh, I did, Colonel. I did."
He looked around at the room.
"And they're just beautiful."
Ling and Morleone grinned. Schoen tried not to, failed. Even Felix smiled. There was something lovable about the sergeant that was undeniable. Felix found himself liking the other man immediately, and then surprising himself by realizing it.